Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
A while back, I met a friend for breakfast, and we were catching up, as old friends often do, about our activities since the last time we had met. Because she knows of my interest in behavior, one of the things she mentioned was a meeting she attends on a regular basis, but not all that frequently, every few years or so. The meeting includes a diverse group of people who normally don't socialize, but are drawn together for this one particular purpose. And they always meet in the same person's home, and some of the people who attend have to travel a long distance to get there. During this time, my friend has had an opportunity to observe the behavior of the children in that hosting household, and particularly the son. The reason she paid any attention to the children's behavior at all was because of something that happened when the little boy was about 6-7 years old. During the meeting that year, the child hit one of the participants. And when the person who the child had struck said, "No, don't do that, that's not polite," the parents jumped all over her, saying, "Oh, we never tell our children no. We want to raise them in an all-positive environment." Fast forward to the most recent meeting. At that time, once again, a group of adults who had planned this meeting far in advance, who had a lot of ground to cover to accomplish their task, were sitting around a table doing their thing. And in comes the now 18-year-old son with a group of his friends. And they're making so much noise. One of the members of the group turned to the boys and said, "Would you mind moving some other place? We can't hear to discuss our business." Now, this is a huge house with many, many rooms. And this was not a meeting that was just a spontaneous gathering when this child, and I will call this 18-year-old still a child, and his friends came in. And yet immediately, the father jumps up and says, "Oh, no, 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 that's all right. We'll move our stuff to another room." And so all of the people who had traveled this distance for this specific meeting had to gather up all of their things and move to another room so they wouldn't disturb little Junior and his friends. I thought about this and what I see in dogs under similar circumstances. A lot of times people with the very, very best intentions want to make sure that their dogs, their puppies, their kittens, like their babies, have an all-positive childhood. Maybe in some ways, regardless of species, an idyllic childhood like the one they never had themselves. We start out with this idealistic belief that we can ensure an all-positive experience for the young animal or the young child. And life has a way of intruding. But when these situations come up, we don't want to give up on that idea. We don't want to say no. And so we back off. The child or the young animal gets older, stronger, and faster. And the behaviors that we excuse become more egregious and sometimes even dangerous to others. But by then, we've passed the point of no return. We have crossed the line from wanting to provide an all-positive environment into a realm in which we're afraid of our own kids or we're afraid of our own animals. Now we're stuck. Not only have we created a little monster who may be obnoxiously attention-seeking and incredibly annoying and around whom we have to arrange our lives, We may have also created an individual who poses a danger to him or herself and others. That's quite a bind to be in, to be afraid of your own kids, to be afraid of your own animals. It's sometimes said that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. For those who take this course, I'm sure that that old adage is painfully true. And all because they were afraid. They were afraid to say no because they didn't trust the love.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.